word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a blessing it is to have you join us today, and we hope today that our program is a blessing to you. You know, the purpose of our program is to encourage people to consider what God says in His Word, and not just to consider it, but to absorb it and to put it into our lives, to think about what God says to us and then put it into action. You know, if we don't take the Bible and apply it to our lives, if we don't do what the Bible says, then the Bible is just another book. We've got to take the Word of God and put it into our life. And that's what we want to encourage you today. And we're going to be talking about the intention of the Bible. Why did God send it to us? We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 55. We were here last week, and we're going to look at it again. Isaiah 55, beginning at verse 8. And then we're going to read down through verse 11. I want to give you a moment to go and find your Bible and perhaps join us in the Scripture today. And while you're doing that, I want to encourage you sometime later to go look at our website at www.considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll find a number of resources there. You'll find an advertisement there for a book. I'd encourage you to look at the book, Consider His Word. And then also, there are previous broadcasts. You need to go back and hear last week's broadcast where we talked about the importance of the Bible. Go back and hear that, and in other broadcasts as well. So I hope you go and look at that. And then also, as I mentioned before, we now have a Facebook page. So go and find us on Facebook and like our page. You know, we'd love to hear from you. And so you can go to the page and leave a comment there. Maybe a word of encouragement or something in the broadcast that touched your life today. And so go check out the website. Go like us on Facebook. Let's consider His Word together. Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 8, the Bible says, God is speaking, and God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." There'll be rejoicing and praising of the Father. The Word of God is so important. And today I want to talk about the intention of the Bible. You know, Christians say that the Bible is our rule of faith and practice. I'm always amazed at how people will claim to be quoting the Bible and say things that aren't in the Bible at all. People really need to know what the Bible says before they try to quote it, and many have tried to do that. So today let's talk about the intention of the Bible. Why did God send it? God said that He sent it and it would not return void. That means that God sent it to accomplish the purpose for which He sent it, and it would not come back to Him empty. The Word of God has a purpose. And the Word of God can accomplish a purpose in your life. First of all, he said, he called it the words of my mouth. The word of God is from his mouth. You know, in fact, the word that the Bible uses for inspiration in 2 Timothy 3:16, where he said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine and for reproof, for correction and for instruction in righteousness. For the Bible says inspiration, it's speaking of God breathed. It's the very breath of God. Now listen, the Bible does not just contain the Word of God. The Bible does not just convey the Word of God or convey the ideas of God, as I've heard some say. The Bible does not just communicate the Word of God, although it does that, that's not all it does. You see, the Bible is the Word of God. It is the Word of God. And you can trust the Word of God. It is an amazing book. It's not like any other book. Ecclesiastes 12:12 says, of making many books, there is no end. I can't imagine the millions of books that have been written since the times that books were written. I suppose only God knows. You look now at the book websites, you know, like Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Look at we're not talking about thousands. We're talking about millions of books that are out there. Instead of making many books, there is no end. But one book stands above all of the rest, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. It is inspired. I quoted a few minutes ago, 2 Timothy 3:16. It says that the Word of God is inspired, every word of God. Now, what does that mean, inspired? It means that God gave us the Word. In 2 Peter, the Bible says that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. God spoke to men's hearts and into their lives, and they began to record the things that God wanted us to know. Everything in the Scripture was important for us, whether it is something that teaches us about sin or teaches us about eternal life or teaches us about history. The Bible is important. It is inspired. I believe the Bible is infallible, that it is without error. You cannot find a contradiction. I know many try, but often when they do that, they are misinterpreting the Word of God. They're not really understanding what the Bible says, but there is no place in the Bible that contradicts itself. It's an amazing thing. Written over some 4,000 years by some 40 authors, or 5,000 years by some 40 authors, and yet there is no contradiction in the Word of God. The Bible doesn't tell you to do one thing in one place and tell you to do something else in another place. Now, the Bible does say that some of those things have been fulfilled, and they're not contradictions in the Scripture. The Bible is also, I want to use the word indelible. By that I mean that it cannot be destroyed. Oh, how they've tried. How many Bible burnings have there been? And even today, they're on college campuses and different places, the atheist movement and those who would claim free speech will take Bibles and burn them and try to eliminate them from our life and eliminate them from our schools and from our young people and try to destroy the Word of God. Psalm 119. And verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The Word of God is indelible. It cannot be destroyed. Many have tried to remove it from the face of the earth. And the fact that we have it today, that you can have a Bible in front of you and read it, shows that they have failed. They have not been able to describe. You know, when the Bible was translated from the original languages into English or into common languages, there were people that opposed it. They didn't want the common people to know the Word of God. And then when the printing press came out and they tried to print the Bible, there were many that tried to stop it. And all through history, time and time again, Many have tried to destroy the Word of God without success. The Bible is forever. It cannot be destroyed. I believe also that the Bible cannot be changed. You can't change the Scripture. In fact, there's a warning about that that we'll read here in a few minutes. The Bible can't be changed. Proverbs 35 and 6 says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." I mentioned this before. So many try to take the Word of God and twist it and try to make it to say something that it doesn't say at all. And I hate when people do that. I hate when they think that they know more than God, and then they know more than Bible scholars, and so they'll take the Word of God and take something out of context and perhaps even change the meaning of words and try to make it say something that it does not say. The Word of God, there's a warning about the Word of God that you're not to add to it and you're not to take anything away from it. The Bible is complete where it stands. There is no new revelation. God has given us everything that He wants us to know. And for that reason, we cannot add to the Word of God. We cannot take away from the Word of God. God's given us everything that we need. He's given us what He wanted us to know. And the Bible is complete. It's everything that we need. There is a warning. Revelation 22. I want to read it to you. The last book of the Bible, within the last 4 or 5 verses, God gave us a warning about changing the Word of God. Listen to what He said. Beginning in verse 18, this is Revelation 22, the last book of the Bible, the last chapter of the Bible. We're nearly to the end of the last chapter. And He said this in verse 18, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add to these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book." It's a dangerous thing to mess with the Word of God. Now, the Word of God communicates to you. It communicates the message of God, the love of God, and what God wants to accomplish in your life. Our time is gone for today. We'll continue next week. Join us again as we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 848425 in Hollywood, Florida, 33084. Join us again next week when we once again open the Bible and consider His Word.
Consider.